Support for KPLU's Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center, announcing Fresh Paint, Festival of Artists at Work, August 16th and 17th. Artists, including glassblowers, painters, and woodworkers, will demonstrate their craft on the Everett waterfront. Directions at Shack, SCHACK.org.
We're so excited to welcome back to the KPLU studios singer, songwriter, guitarist, and saxophone player Curtis Stigers. His recordings have been topping the charts all over the world for more than two decades. He's worked with Eric Clapton, Prince, Bonnie Raitt, and the amazing pianist Gene Harris. His new album, Hooray for Love, features jazz standards, modern pop, and some terrific original tunes. We're so happy to have him back in our studios today with Matthew Freeze piano, Cliff Schmidt bass, Paul Wells drums, Bobby Snyder guitar, John Snyder trumpet. Please welcome Curtis Stigers.
Hooray for love, let's give it three hearty cheers. Hooray for love, feeling better than I've been in years. I used to give love two thumbs down, but I'm all rage since you've been around. Funny what a pair of eager lips can do. Yeah. Hooray for love, there's a feeling in the air like spring. Hooray for love, I got a crazy little urge to sing, sing, sing. I've never been lucky in love before, but I hit it big when you walked in the door and threw your arms around me, wonderful you. She took my heart and broke it, made me want to lock it away. But you built a fire and stoked it down in my soul, burning out of control. Yeah. Hooray for love, the sweet, sexy, and sublime. Hooray for love, you found me just in time. I was all but ready to be a monk, down in the dumps in an awful funk. Now I'm staring at the stars above. Hooray for love. Guess I just forgot again. I've only got my love to send for Valentine's Day. I haven't got a card to sign. Roses have been hard to find. I only hope that you'll be mine Valentine's Day. I know that I swore that I wouldn't forget. I wrote it all down. I lost it, I guess. There's so much that I want to say, but all the words just slip away. The way you love me every day is Valentine's Day. Take my IOU. Maybe, baby, I couldn't make it up to you. Till then, I hope my heart will do for Valentine's Day.
On 88.5 KPLU with this wonderful band. Matthew Fries, piano, Cliff Schmidt, Paul Wells, bass and drums, Bobby Snyder, guitar, John Snyder, trumpet. Curtis's new record, Hooray for Love. Curtis, it's a terrific mix and blend of classic standards and some modern tunes and some of your own originals. How did you go about putting together this album? Was there a through line or a theme?
Well, my last record, which I came here to showcase as well a few years ago, a couple years ago, was really sad. And so, and it's a record that I'm very proud of. It's one of my best records, but it's painful, I think, to listen to. It certainly was to make and to sing. But, and I just wanted to sort of have the antidote to that. I was in a rough spot. I'd been through a divorce at that point, and I was sad, but I'm happy now. There is a sort of happiness at the other side of being really sad, and so I decided to find 10 beautiful love songs. That was my goal, and I did it first by going back to standards. I haven't sung a lot of standards on record. I've always sung standards since I was a kid, but the idea of just finding those perfect ones, even ones that maybe were overdone, as long as they were just beautiful love songs. So I did some songs that maybe I wouldn't have had the guts to do when I was younger. I did a really nice duet with a wonderful jazz singer called Cyrille Ami, French girl, gorgeous, gorgeous voice. I mean, the whole band, we fell in love with her. She's just a wonderful, wonderful spirit and a fabulous singer. And we did You Make Me Feel So Young, which is known as a Sinatra song. I mean, that's his tune. Yeah. And again, 10 years ago, I wouldn't have had the guts to do it. And I also would have said, said, oh, I'm not going to do, you know, that's something that's been done before. But I'm almost 50 years old. I figure, you know, the statute of limitations is up. I can start doing some songs that maybe were something I couldn't get to when I was younger and maybe thought more highly of myself. And so I tried to find 10 songs, and I did. And most of them, well, 6 of them, I guess, are standards. Also did The Way You Look Tonight and Love Is Here to Stay by the Gershwins and some others. Found one. You know me probably for having done a lot of modern songs as jazz tunes. So
right.
Going back, I hope this
Bob
answer
Dylan
isn't
things.
Too long.
No, but, please, okay, I'm good. Loving it.
I can talk for an hour if you'd like. Yeah, I've done Bob Dylan songs. I've done Elvis Costello songs, Kinks songs, Beatles songs, Crowded House songs. But as jazz tunes, you know, sort of try to take them, strip them down, and bring them back together as jazz tunes. This record, there's just one of those, a Steve Earle song, which we just did. Valentine's Day. Steve Earle's a great country songwriter, sort of alternative, edgy singer-songwriter country. But he writes these songs. I've recorded several of his songs. That's a third song I've recorded by Steve Earle. He writes these songs that can be translated from country to pop or country to rock or country to jazz. Mm-hmm. Country songs, I find, especially old-fashioned country songs, are closer to the way Gershwin or Cole Porter or people like that wrote. They're just the structure of them, verse, bridge, verse, works best, or it works well in jazz. And then, as you said, there are 3 originals on the record, and which we started with. Of course, the title track is Hooray for Love, and that's a song I wrote with John Scrapper Snyder over there. We call him Scrapper, by the way. You can call him John if you want to, but as you get to know him, you'll realize he's sort of a scrapper.
I feel like I need to earn that, right?
Well, he have to punch you in the nose then. That's why he's Scrapper, is because he's a rough trade. He's tough.
Now, that the title track of the new record, Hooray for Love, sounds like a standard. I wonder if when you're writing the original songs, if you felt any pressure to raise it up to the level of a Gershwin or Cole Porter, because that's a high bar.
Well, it is high. I mean, I wouldn't say that I even for a second thought that I could write a song as good as those, but I definitely wanted to write some things in that vein. With Hooray for Love, I really wanted it to sound like it had been written in 1935. You know, that was the idea. And I wanted it to be happy. I actually got the title Hooray for Love from an email that a friend sent me. She wrote me an email to sort of quietly congratulate me on sort of coming out of the dark period of my life. She'd heard that I was seeing someone, and at the end of it, she signed the email off. You know, before she wrote her name, she wrote Hooray for Love. And I thought, oh, what a romantic thing to say. What an old-fashioned way to say it, because who says hooray? You know, not too many people. In the English, they say hurrah, I found out, which was sort of disappointing. They didn't understand the song at all, but good. I was hoping that was going to get a laugh. Thanks.
One of the great things about that song and about a lot of the songs you do is you really have a sense of hearing the story of the song, which I think a lot of younger singers kind of forget about, and they try to showcase their vocal skills. Is that something that came easily to you, to be able to tell a story with music?
Well, I learned early on. I remember a choir director. I was sort of involved in the jazz choir world in high school, which, you know, I mean, it's tough to make that stuff sound hip, but I sort of grew out of it. But I did learn from a lot of my instructors, and one in particular, when I was in high school, sat us down before we sang the song "You Are Too Beautiful," which is a Rodgers and Hart song, one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard, and he made us listen to him tell the story of the lyric line by line. You know, it's about this guy, he's in love with this girl, she's, and it made sense. Wow, yeah, you do have to do that with every line of a song. And that way, when you, each time you sing it, sometimes this line will mean something different than it did the last time, because you're really paying attention to the story. When I sing these songs, it's sort of like I'm reading a short story or I'm at a great movie. You know, I fall into these songs a lot of the time. I love the stories of these songs. So yeah, it's really important. And the older I get too, I mean, when I was younger, I did show off a lot more as a singer. These days, I'm just trying to let the song do the job. And occasionally, I'll step out and sing something loud or fast or high or, you know, show-offy. But for the most part, it's the story. I'm a storyteller.
You talked a little bit about your youth. You grew up in Boise. You split. Now you're back in Boise. What do you like about being a musician in Boise, Idaho?
I'm a big shot. Nobody messes with me. Well, one of the things I really like, having gone to New York, having gotten a record deal, you know, gotten some notoriety, some fame, is now that I'm home in Idaho, I can use it for good things. I do a lot of charity work there. I have a holiday show that happens every December. It's actually three nights now. And last year we raised $140,000 for a homeless shelter. And I'm doing, actually the boys and I are headed to, back to Idaho tomorrow for the McCall Jazz Festival. McCall is a town about 100 miles north of Boise, and the funds from that, the proceeds from that, go to a wonderful foster home called the Shepherd's Home. So it has allowed me, by being kind of a bigger fish in a small pond, it has allowed me to, you know, to really do some things that mean something to me. It's, and I can even do, you know, some political things occasionally. I just did a fundraiser for a Democratic candidate for governor, which is, you know, it's ridiculous, the idea that a Democrat could get elected governor in Idaho these days, but we keep trying.
I wanted to ask before we get back into the music about working with this band.
It is work. It's a lot of work hanging out with these guys. Jeez.
It's a terrific working crew, and I wonder if you guys all work together on arrangements and things like that, or if it's the Curtis Steiger show.
I try not to let them have any say in anything that they do. I mean, I choose their meals, their clothes. I didn't choose that tie, no problem. Well, it depends. You know, some songs we go in and the arrangements are done. Scrapper has written some arrangements. Matthew's helped out with arrangements. But when you go into a room with musicians that are this good, you're always going to get something new from them. You're going to get something unusual and you know, that no one else would bring. So and these guys are really unusual. Sorry, too much humor. Sorry.
Let's see how.
But I'm very lucky.
Yeah, let's see how unusual we can get with this old standard. We got time for one more song.
Well, I when I introduce this song live, I always just look at the audience and I say, "You love this song. You love this song. Every time you hear this song, you say, oh, yeah." And you think of a time in your life when you were really happy. And that's all I say. I don't tell them what it is. And of course, they recognize it immediately, and so will you, so I'm not going to introduce it.
Someday, when I'm awfully low and the world is cold, I will feel the glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheek so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fears apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Yes, you're lovely, yeah. Never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you. Yeah. Just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. You're so lovely, you're lovely. Never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange? 'Cause I love you. And the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.